Get ready to rock.
So track 7 on the album is a track called I Need Love. Now, this will be the first track on side B on the vinyl. I know I have to keep saying the vinyl because I love it. So this is a track called I Need Love. And I used to love playing side A. You'd live with that for like, I don't know, 2 weeks playing side A. And then it was almost like you had a new record because you'd turn over the record and you'd have side B. So it was a complete experience to do that. I hope this album will create the same effect. It will do for me anyway. But back to the CD. This is track 7. I wrote I Need Love in Bahrain, of all places. We were out there playing. And it was such a beautiful, beautiful place, Bahrain. There's one part of it that is called the Garden of Eden, and it's a really spectacular place, and the people are so beautiful. And I was very sorry to hear about the upset that they were having over there and, the conflict. But I do think they are sorting that out and resolving their issues. I hope so, because it's a beautiful place and I really do wish to go back. And I just felt inspired while I was there, and I just wrote this song, I Need Love, which I think we all do. Every one of us needs a bit of love in your life. I need love, gentle love, oh, peace in my heart, light before the dark. Track 8 on the album, What It Feels. Well, this turned out to be really exciting because the lovely Robert Plant is playing harmonica on it. And this all came about from... When I decided to do this record, I just... I didn't have a drummer at the time. I was going to be... I'd talked to Jason anyway, my nephew Jason Bonham, about doing it, and we'd sort of said, yes, that'd be great, and he'd agreed. But he got so busy with all of his projects, and he was over in the States and touring, and we just couldn't pull it together no matter how much we tried. Robert was playing at the Birmingham Symphony Hall with the Band of Joy, and I took my mom up there to see the show. We stayed in a hotel up in Birmingham, and we went and saw the show, which was absolutely fantastic. And we went backstage afterwards. I mean, my mom was, I think Robert always used to call her his second mama. They were very, very close. She absolutely adored him. You know, she'd known him all of his life, really. So she was very, very busy hugging and talking and holding court with all her stories about John and Robert when they were growing up. So everybody was absolutely captivated by her. And I started talking to the drummer, who had sent me an email. He'd sent this email to who it may concern. I hear Deborah Bonham's coming to the concert. Can you let her know I'm a big fan and I'd like to meet her? So he sent me this email. I think he thought I had an army of PAs and an office and everything, but it came direct to me. So I went there all windswept and interesting to pretend like I hadn't got it. Anyway, I met him afterwards. And what a beautiful man, Marco Giovino. And I was knocked out by his drumming.
Know, baby, that I feel this way.
So Marco comes and he plays and we do this track called What It Feels. Now the lyric was it's a very loose sort of lyric. It's one of those lyrics that, you know, I didn't want to keep writing such deep personal songs and a very heavy sort of songs. This was sort of a throwaway rock and roll fun lyric, really. But it had just this fantastic groove going on. And it got to the solo, and we all looked at each other, and I said, "Well, you know, I can't hear a guitar solo here. It sounds like it should be harmonica." And everybody looked at me and they were like, well, who, you know, who do you want to get to play harmonica? And I said, well, there's only one person, you know. It has to be Robert. So track 9 on the album is Stop Now is really about taking stock of your life and looking at the love that you've had and you've lost, and that for me is exactly I've had great love in my life with an amazing family, so you know, although I've lost them, I'll never lose that love. It will always be in my heart, and so this song evolved from that sentiment.
One woman waits all night long for a chance in a world unknown. Sits waiting patiently. That woman was just like me.
Track 10 is a track called I Won't Let You Down. And this is another one of the songs that I wrote with John Hogg. He had an idea of these chords and he just played it on his acoustic. And then I added some stuff and then came up with the melody and wrote the lyrics. And it just had a lovely, lovely feel to it. And we wanted it to make it a bit like the Birds, that sort of Birds, Tom Petty sort of feel. With the jangly guitars, and so that's what we tried to do with this song.
Hey baby, I won't let you down. Hey baby, I won't let you down. Ooh. Hey baby, I won't let you down.
Track 11 on the album is a track called Good Times. My bass player Ian Rowley came to me with these chords and this idea for this song, and with Glenn the producer we changed the signature into a three-time feel, and we wanted to make it like, you know, that sort of Cajun voodoo-y type of sort of feel to it. And we called up an old friend of ours, BJ Cole, one of the world's greatest pedal steel players. And he came down to the studio and came in, and instantly, from the moment he started playing, the spookiness was there. I just loved it. And of course, I have to mention that the track was made oh so special by Marco and his washboard.
I got diamonds, I got gold. All around the world, five star or no star, no matter where you are, 'cause it's just a state of mind, and you can let the bright lights blind you.
So the final track on the album is a track called Lay Me Down. Now, you've probably heard my dog barking. My dogs just have to be in on everything. He was the one barking at the beginning of the Duchess track on the Duchess album. And he's just, because he didn't get in on the Spirit album, he's decided he's got to get in on the radio interviews. And he comes on tour as well, and they've even walked out onto the stage in the middle of the set. So, but I do love them. So anyway, without his help, are you going to be quiet, Fred, for me? This is the final track on the album, and this is called Lay Me Down.
There is a river
Now, I'd written Lay Me Down just coming up to the album, you know, recording the album. And I wasn't sure how we were going to do the drums or how it was going to, you know, how we were going to produce the track, how we were going to make it sound. And then Marco put his washboard down for once. And he actually played his real drums this time. And he just stepped behind the kit and he said, you know, I hear it sort of like this. And I was like, well, how do you hear it like a Led Zeppelin track? I can't hear that. And he said, well, it's got that sort of ramble on sort of drum feel to it. So I said, well, hey, you know, that's one of my all-time favourite songs, so if you can make it sound like that, I'll be very happy. I'm not sure the track sounds like that, but definitely the feel and the spirit of the drums are there. So we did it, and I was well pleased with what Marco had done. I still think he needed his washboard on it, though, really. In hindsight, we might have to look at that for future.